welcome to day three of CodeMash 2016. I am joined here today by Mike Geig, who taught the most awesome Unity workshop yesterday, which I had the privilege of attending. So Mike, tell us about that workshop.
So we built a maze game, kind of not really a stealthy game, but you run around, try to get to the end of a maze, avoid a giant gun that's trying to murder you, which is always fun. It's actually kind of based on some VR assets we released recently, where it's built for, you know, heads displays, Oculus, Samsung Gear VR, things like that. We sort of took the VR components out and built a mobile game that you know, is playable without specialized hardware.
That's awesome. 2D or 3D?
3D. I don't know at this point if they can see what my screen can see, but if they can, that's what it looks like.
Wow, that is some beautiful 3D. Very simple, very nice aesthetic. So what distinguishes this talk from like many of the other Unity talks I've seen?
Well, so this specific content just came out. And so I just modified it for this. Now, I'm not the one who made the original content, the art asset, so I will let the artist know that you like it. But this is the first time it's being taught kind of in a workshop.
Oh, so that's awesome.
So it's a little bit different, new stuff. Using you know, some stuff that maybe people have seen before, maybe they haven't. Nav meshes, some different ways of doing animation, some different camera controls, things like that.
You think the workshop went well?
Yeah, either that or people are really polite. No one wants to tell me how bad it was in my face.
I mean, so. 8 hours of Unity, long time.
Yeah.
I know I enjoyed it.
It was good.
So
yeah.
Show us the demo. Show us what you got.
So yeah, so this is sort of even a modified version of the one we made yesterday. I should probably mute the audio here. I don't know if it's picking up or not, but we got a maze game here. Normally when you get to the end marker right here, I guess maybe originally was the better way of seeing it, some confetti would go up. I like the confetti to feel like a winner, so I just added it pretty much everywhere, so you just get confetti the whole time. If you go the wrong way though, that gun just sort of reminds you that you're mortal, and so you obviously want to be sure to go the right way. We have things like the ability to turn off the gun, more confetti, you know, because we like confetti. So gun powers down, and then we get to the end here and win the game and get some more confetti. This is it. We had this pre-made maze we could work with, but we also have the assets so people can make their own custom mazes in case they want to branch out and do something unique and not just this one version of the maze and stuff. And so they can go more and more extreme with it.
Cool. So what topics did this workshop exactly cover?
So we talked a lot about, just the fundamentals, how code works within Unity, the general Unity workflow, how you work with art assets, how you import things, and then you basically take assets that come from a lot of different people, a lot of different talents and backgrounds, and bring them together and turn them into one product. We did some physics stuff, some animation stuff. We touched on a lot of different pieces of the Unity engine. And then we built it for a bunch of different platforms, so, you know, mobile and standalone and web. And we looked at things like our new built-in analytics, our built-in advertisement systems, in-app purchases, multiplayer. Some folks in the back of the room, I don't even know why they were there because they're already pretty advanced in Unity, by about halfway through the day, had a full multiplayer version running. And so I was like, oh, hey, that's cool. You guys should be up here teaching this. Yeah.
That's really cool. So do you have some personal information you'd like to share with the audience? Twitter, you know, website?
My personal information. I was about to say just any personal information.
Yeah, just please.
Be the
just
man,
get
Mr.
Social
Rogers.
Security
man or woman, Mr. Rogers wants you to be. So Mike Geig. So on Twitter, @ Mike Geig. MikeGeig. I have a podcast with another Mike. So it's Mike's Gaming Podcast, MikeS', because that's grammatically accurate. I suppose that's all the plugging I need to do.
Yeah, that sounds good. I mean, thank you so much for joining us here today
at
CodeMash.
Cheers.